Today we're going to have a look at the story. It is about Padre Pio's mysterious prophecy in which he said, "We have only 50 years left." So what did he mean by that? You're going to have to stay tuned to find out. Hello friends of following Padre Pio. On this channel, we take a glimpse into the incredible life, the supernatural life of Padre Pio. He's our great saint. He was a Capuchin monk and friar, a mystic and a miracle worker. And we offer to you a series of short stories. So do stay tuned to this channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And we also ask you, do help us in our Padre Pio apostolate. And you can do this by liking our videos, sharing the video with your friends, colleagues, someone you think may benefit from the video. And if you're new to our channel, then do subscribe to our channel. Click that subscribe bell, and you'll have to click that reminder bell too. Now, as we all know, death is the culmination of human existence, and it is the final test that we all have to pass through. The early Christians, in fact, referred to death as the day of our birth, because it's the last leg of our journey, meaning something new and important was about to begin. And then after this, after death, of course, follows life, our true life, which is without end in the kingdom of heaven, as Christ himself had promised to us. And death, of course, is something frightening to all of us, because we have such a strong instinct, a survival instinct, and an instinct of self-preservation. It goes directly against that. And we see how all creatures, in fact, have this same fear of death, and they fight it off by all means. But as Christians, we also need to demonstrate what our faith suggests, so that we can see beyond this instinct of self-preservation. As we know, Padre Pio was called to an extreme mystical life. And so because of this, he was given extraordinary charisms. And even through these charisms, he was able to have knowledge of certain people and of things in their future. And there are many accounts that indicate that Padre Pio knew, in fact, the day and the hour of his own death. And yet, despite having experienced so many incredible heavenly consolations and visions of God himself, Padre Pio was still afraid of death. And in the story, we see how a young photographer from St. Giovanni Rotondo, his name was Modesto Vinelli. We see his story. One day, he had the good fortune, the good luck, to take some pictures of Padre Pio. And in these pictures, the stigmata, the wounds on his hands, were clearly visible. And then after that, he was able to kind of make a living selling copies of these pictures. One day, however, a certain person seeing these pictures decided they were false pictures. He declared they were false, and he began to insult and even to swear about the priest. And he called this person a fraud, called the priest Padre Pio a fraud. Of course, this photographer was highly offended. He had taken these pictures himself. And so a strong argument resulted. The result? The photographer ended up in prison. Well, when he was released from prison, a short time afterwards, he made his way to Padre Pio, to St. Giovanni Rotondo, and he told Padre Pio the whole story and said to him, "Because of you, I went to prison." And he gave a full account of exactly what had happened. Padre Pio listened carefully and afterwards answered, "Modesto, don't be evil. We still have 50 years ahead of us." So that was his prophecy. And apparently these words kept returning. They kind of haunted Modesto. Again and again, he would hear them. Now, Modesto was a pretty good friend of Padre Pio. And so every year, he would make sure he visited Padre Pio on a certain day, the 20th of September, which was the anniversary of the appearance of the stigmata on Padre Pio, on his hands and feet. And every time, Padre Pio would repeat the same sentence, changing only the number of years as they gradually decreased. And Padre Pio would tell him at each visit, "Modesto, we still have 30 years ahead of us." And a time later, "We still have 25, 20, 15, and the years slowly came down. Every time that Modesto went to the meeting, the worry increased in his heart. Realized death was approaching and he was going to know about this. And then it came down to, "Modesto, we still have 10 years, and then 5 years, 3 years, 2 years ahead of us." And then in the final meeting, and that is on the 20th of September 1968, when Modesto Vignelli had his yearly meeting, he was now in a cold sweat. And so Padre Alberto de Apolito accompanied him to the meeting. Padre Pio greeted his friend lovingly, as always, and looked him straight in the eyes and said, "Dear Modesto, 50 years have now passed." At this, Modesto fell to the ground as if dead. The fear was so great. And when he came out of the father's room, out of the meeting, in fact, he was trembling, they said, like a leaf. Well, 2 days later, Padre Pio was dead. Modesto, however, lived another 15 years. It'd been kind of a trick from Padre Pio. But why? You can add in the comments below, why did Padre Pio do this to Modesto? So we can see from the story that Padre Pio knew the day of his death, yet he was still fearful right up to the finish line, because he was human like all of us, and so the instinct of self-preservation made him suffer. And this was demonstrated too when a friend or a relative of his died, of Padre Pio's died, he would suffer grief and pain. And of course, we can see from the scripture, from the Gospels, that Jesus suffered the same. You know, for instance, when his friend Lazarus died, Jesus wept. Well, the last night of Padre Pio's earthly existence, he spent in the company of a brother, that is Father Pellegrino, his full name, da Santa Elia a Pianissi. And Padre Pellegrino gave me, that is the author of this particular article, Renzo Allegri, the details of what happened on the last night of Padre Pio's earthly existence. And he said, the father could not close his eyes, even for a moment. It seemed as if he had a date to meet someone, like he was waiting for someone to arrive. And he kept asking me, what time is it? And then a little later on, what time is it? Then at a certain point, he wanted me to accompany him to the balcony. And there on the balcony, he looked up into the starry sky and his face was radiant. It was shining. And then after that, he turned his face to a certain point on the balcony. And at this point, his face became sad and pale. And he just kept looking at this point again and again. So, of course, Padre Pellegrino said, I also looked at this point. To understand, why is he looking at this point so intently? What is it about this point? Only later on did I understand that just a few hours later, his lifeless body was to be laid exactly there. And so what can be deduced from this? It is clear that Padre Pio felt fear in the face of death, even though he knew in his mind it's only a transition to the real life which is to follow. And yet his face became sad and pale when he considered this. And death is always, of course, frightening. A Christian should not feel surprised or ashamed if he feels lost and frightened when faced with this great step. But at the same time, our faith drives away fear and helps us to have courage and hope in the future. There is a good prayer for a holy death, and that is the prayer to Saint Joseph. And you'll be able to see that in the video description below. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.